Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning in my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all you guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. Before that, we got to do a couple plugs. Again, if you're into, if you want to, check out our, all of our celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you like to send in some cool, nice emails or things we like to read off the air, or like our music we're going to be playing, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our lovely guest of the hour, who's going to be, she is the co-founder of Health Inspecta, which is a cool app, Sawyer Pierce. Go to our Facebook page over on Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. And then also, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan, TyroneTan, N as in Nancy, on formerly known as Twitter, which is called X now. And then thanks to the hacker there on Instagram, that's at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads, that's at Tyrone Tan over on Threads. And then if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's at Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. Without further ado, so what we normally, I have my guest co-host of the hour. We kind of, we like to rotate guest co-hosts, and I want to say thank you first off to all the awesome guest co-hosts that have been coming on. And I want to say thank you. It's always great to banter with some of you guys. But my seasoned guest co-host that's normally here a lot, he's working on a project. So I want to say what's up. What's up to, again, to not only just my guest co-host that have been on, but all the listeners as well. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we're just going to jump right into bringing in my guest of the hour, because normally we'll do some movie reviews, and what I'm going to do, I'll do a movie review without my guest co-host, and then we're just going to bring in our guest of the hour, Sawyer Pierce. So without further ado, okay, so I'm going to do a quick movie review, and then I can't wait to talk about Sawyer Pierce, who again is the co-founder of Health Inspecta, which is a cool app, but we're just going to talk more about that. And if you're into a lot of cool apps and what she's got to talk about, I think it's pretty interesting. And I would say do not tune out. Okay, so here we go. My quick movie review. Again, I'm going to do really quickly a movie review on the movie Transformers 1. Again, rated PG. Thanks to IMDb. Here's a little quick synopsis. The untold origin story of Optimus Prime and Megatron, better known as sworn enemies, but who once were friends bonded like brothers who changed the fate of Cybertron forever. Directed by Josh Cooley, and starring the voices of the awesome Chris Hemsworth, Brian T. Henry, and Scarlett Johansson, and also Keegan-Michael Key. There's Lawrence Fishburne in this, Steve Buscemi, John Hamm, a lot of other great talent. I got to check this out, and here's the thing. I'm a Transformers fan, but I was not quite sure yet going into this, because it seemed a little bit more comedic than the Transformers I grew up with. But I would have to say I went in there with an open mind, and I really actually very, very enjoyed it. So much more that I actually was willing to watch the movie again right after I saw it in the theater, and then I was going to go see it the next day. And I really did enjoy it. I wasn't sure if I was going to. Even though as a Transformers fan, but again, I think for a lot of fans out there, they were kind of skeptical, but I could say I really enjoyed it. I think everyone did a great job, and I just don't know if it was marketed the way I would think it should have been. But again, watching it now, I really liked it, and I actually talked to a lot of friends as well, and they really liked it. So I think everyone did great. Chris Hemsworth did great, Brian T. Henry, and then Keegan-Michael Key, in my opinion, who I've got to interview, really nice guy, but also just I just thought you know, did so great as B-127, which is also aka Bumblebee, and Scarlett Johansson. Everyone did great, but I highly recommend checking it out. If you could check it out in the theaters, that'll be awesome, and it's out there in the movies theaters right now. Again, that's Transformers 1, rated PG. Again, I highly recommend checking it out if you can on the big screen. All right, so without further ado, I'm going to be bringing in my guest co-host. But you know what? What I want to do for all you guys, I just want to do something really nice, which we rarely get to do. But again, if you like my guests as well, I would love to hear you about, like to hear what you have to say. But I've kind of promised you guys sometimes I will try to read off some really quick, nice comments or emails that we get from around the world. So I just want to do that, take a quick second. Since my guest co-host is not here to kind of banter with, I'll take a little bit of time just to do this. And again, if you like my guests of the hour, let me know. And I'd like to read it off as well. So again, really quickly, I'm going to do this. I'll start off with, again, we'll do some from a James Green. I want to say what's up. He's from Missoula, MT. I'm lost with my geography there. But James Green, the openness of the guests, the vibe, and the inside look at how the industry works so good. Also love that song. Thank you for writing that one. Again, James Green, I want to say what's up. And then this one was from a Chloe Waters from Cedar Rapids, Indiana, I believe. Show is absolutely stellar. It's always great to hear people from the industry being real and unfiltered. It feels like a get a backstage pass every time I listen. Thank you, Chloe Waters. Want to say what's up to you. And then from England. So I'll end off with this one. Bristol, England, from Sanvi Raj. Greetings from across the pond. I've been faithfully tuning into Star Wars Entertainment since 2018. Wow. And has never failed to offer an authentic glimpse into the ever-changing entertainment landscape. It's refreshing to hear the artists speak to so candidly, and your song selections are always impeccable. Please keep up this magic alive. Thank you, Sanvi Raj, if I am saying that correct, and that all the people, I'm always blessed to hear from you guys. And again, I elected to read off more, but I want to bring in my guests. So, but I just want to say thank you. I told you guys I'd try to read as much as I can and then keep them in, because I'd like to, you know, when I have time to do it, I'll like to read off a couple things. But again, thank you all. Love to read these off. And let me know what you think of my guest tonight, which is a Sawyer Pierce. So without further ado, this is actually a dear friend of mine's daughter coming into the studio. So I'm anxious. So I'm going to give a big shout out to an actress named Susan Laval. Who kind of connected us. And this person, Sawyer Pierce, is the co-founder of Health Inspecta. She's also an entrepreneur, but to what I know, she's also a law student, if I'm correct. And what we're going to do, I think, you know, I got a chance to talk to her over the phone, and now seeing her, I think what I want to bring her in, normally my guest host will arrange a way for my guests of the hour to make them feel special, make them feel, you know, make them feel welcome here. So I thought she to me is kind of like a princess type aura. She's got this sweet personality, a beautiful human being, and then she comes from a lineage of beautiful human beings as well as a dear friend of mine, a daughter. So I thought I'd bring her in on a Princess Cinderella-esque carriage. So I think we should bring her in that way and make her feel special. So without further ado, I'm just going to press the button here, and then we're going to open up the studio door, and then I'm bringing in the Cinderella-esque carriage, this little princess, Sawyer Pierce. Here she comes. On a count of three, we'll whistle in the horses. Uh-oh. Here she comes. Coming in on the carriage. Coming down the studio street there. Uh-oh, she's waving to all the fans. Look at all these fans out there for her. They're throwing roses at her. Phone numbers as well. Guys, I don't know if she's taken, guys. We'll talk about her. she's stopping for some selfies. Some autographs, too. Oh, my gosh. What? Who is? Oh, my gosh. Here she is. She's milking this in a good way. She's looking at her, being so friendly. Blowing some kisses to the audiences there and the fans. Here she comes. Stepping out off the Cinderella S carriage, coming down into the studio. Here she is, entrepreneur and co-founder of Health Inspecta, the new app on Google Play and on apps. Here she is, my new dear friend, Sawyer Pierce. welcome Sawyer Pierce to StarRoastEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Hi, Tyrone. You crack me up. Thank you so much for the warm welcome.
No, welcome.
I certainly didn't think of myself as a princess, but I do now.
Oh, well, yeah. You seem like a princess to me.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet.
Well, so cool. Well, first off, thank you. I know we had a time to be able to talk on the phone for a good length before, you know, we were trying to arrange this. We want to give a shout out to, you know, and then it was kind of cool because, you know, I didn't want to talk about too many questions. I want to save it for the air, but we kind of got a sense of your personality. And then we want to give a shout out to the one that kind of connected this. You want to say what's up to your mom? Or
sure. Hi, Mom. I know you're definitely listening to me. You're definitely rooting for me. You gave me like 10 million texts wishing me luck today.
Say what's up to what's your mom's name for the audience?
Susan Lavelle.
Susan Lavelle. So, Susan, how you doing? And it's so great. And maybe we'll have you here as well next time. But right now, we got your daughter in the studio. And again, she's actually your mom's is dear friend, always been sweet to me, and always a great talent. I always get to see her on the carpets, got to always interview her, and she's a sweetheart. And that's why I could tell you are a sweetheart as well. And you have this good positive outlook. You are professional, prompt, everything. And so I think she's taught you very well.
She certainly has.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you're very, very, you're just not even presentable, but you're just very professional. The way your posture and everything, you could tell you are a law student as well.
Definitely.
So what we want to do, we want the audience to get to know you. If not, you know, fans of you yet, but hopefully new fans or at least supporters of your new thing. So, but we want them to get to know you, and hopefully they start the supporting and maybe, you know, invest into your stuff or into your new career as an entrepreneur and their time and possibly their money to hopefully buy, you know, get your new app. So here we go. We start off with this hard hitting question. I don't know if you got the memo. Did you get that memo? The memo? Your people talking about the memo is we start off with this hard hitting question, and the hard hitting question is, were you born and raised?
Where was I born and raised? Right here in Southern California. I went to school in Manhattan Beach, and now I am in law school at Pepperdine University School of Law in Malibu.
Wow. So you knew, so you were already a LA born kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Wow. My whole life.
For some reason, you come across, you're from out of state, because I think it's just because you're so sweet and nice. And most of the people that are from out of town, not to say, don't get me wrong, I'm from LA as well. So don't get me wrong, there's not people that are not nice and sweet in LA. But there's some kind of aura about some people when they're out of state and then they come out here. There's this more of a, I don't know, sometimes a very, very humbleness about them. And you have that. You have the very cool, humble nature and personality about that. Why do you think that is? Is it just the way you're raised? Or just the way your parents brought you up? You do come across very, very humble from even the brief time I got to talk to you.
Oh, well, thank you. I actually, weirdly enough, have gotten that a lot of times. People also say I have an accent, which I don't really hear in myself, but other people do say that.
That's probably why I think you do have something like, I don't know, like a Southern, I don't know, there's something, yeah.
Well, my mom is Southern, so okay. May have rubbed off, I'm not sure.
That's awesome. So did you know growing up you always wanted to, you know, become an entrepreneur, going into business or anything to that nature?
I did not, and I don't think a lot of entrepreneurs really do know that until they really kind of hone down what their passion is in life.
Okay.
But I did know a few things. I loved the environment. I was very passionate about the environment. When I was 10 years old, I actually had a club that was dedicated to saving the Amazon rainforest.
Wow, early that on, at 10 years old.
We actually did save like 40 acres of the Amazon rainforest.
Wow, okay.
Yes. And I knew that I was really into fitness, health, and wellness, and the culmination of that is my new app, Health Inspecta.
Wow, okay, so let's back up here. So in a good way, so you raised in LA, your mother, who I know is an actress, right?
Yes.
And is any of your either your siblings or if you have siblings or other parents or anything, are they in the entertainment industry?
No, they're not.
Okay, so it's just your mom.
Just my mom.
So for your mom being a big influence on you in general, why did you, let's say, not go into the entertainment industry for you? Just curiosity, what made you not? Because I have a lot of friends that, you know, if their parents are in the industry, they sometimes they go away from it or they go towards it. What was it for you that made you not go towards it?
So I do have an appreciation for the entertainment industry and the huge impact it can make on people's lives. But I'm going to be honest, I really hate dressing up.
Oh, really?
And I do not like red carpets. I don't like shoes that make my feet hurt. And I don't like smiling in front of cameras.
Really?
So, but the law school has, or being a lawyer in general, has a lot of overlap with being an actress. Yeah. So I suppose I just followed a different path, but it's connected in some way.
So you have been on the red carpets before?
I have been, okay. Yes, with my mom.
Oh, that's awesome. So for you, like, did you start off young going on them, or were you just, you know, kind of like towards your older years in going on the carpet?
Toward my older years, as a young kid, I was kind of more interested in sports. I was a bit of a tomboy.
Okay.
Not so interested in the red carpet or, you know, being an actress. I did do some acting classes, and okay. I loved it, but it was never a huge passion like it is for my mom.
So then what, let's say, I guess you were talking about going to law school. So is that what you always were interested in law growing up? Or what growing up did you think you were going to do?
I thought I was going to be a veterinarian, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, because you like animals, obviously.
Yes.
What particular animals?
Well, I raise parrots as a hobby. So I have two parrots. I love dogs, cats, essentially everything.
Really? So that early on, you thought that's where you were going to go?
I was certain of it till I realized I was horrible at math and science.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yes.
And so, okay. So what about, how old were you before when you started thinking about law?
Pretty young, actually, right out of high school.
Really?
I realized that my talent, I actually have a gift in speaking, writing, and debating.
Okay.
And so all of that pointed me towards law school right out of high school.
Now, how did you figure that out? Did you always debate against your mom about anything? Or
she'll be the first to tell you that that's an absolute yes.
And she's like, Your Honor, when did you kind of figure that gift? Because, you know, that is a different gift as well, different talent, you know.
In fourth grade, I won a writing competition.
Really?
And then I continued winning writing competitions. And then when I took the ACT, which my younger sister Scarlett is right now taking.
Oh, so yeah, but you do have brothers or sisters.
Oh, yes. And I got the highest score ever on the English section for the ACT.
Wow.
Went on to be an English major, got a 4.0, and then wrote my way into law school, essentially. So that's how I figured out that I had that gift.
Awesome. And so how many brothers or sisters do you have?
Oh, man. I have four sisters and one brother. Had to think there.
Four sisters and one brother.
Yes.
You want to give a shout out to them? What's their names?
It's Faith, Linnea, Scarlett, Hunter, and Haley.
Awesome. And you're the only one that's going into law school?
Yes.
And no one else is in entertainment?
No.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, they all different thing, different fields.
Well, they're younger. A lot of them are younger.
Oh, they're younger.
So
okay, cool.
They have time.
Awesome. So then who was your inspirations, let's say, as a lawyer or, you know, in your life that inspired you to actually be a lawyer then? Was there...
Well, originally when I went to law school, I thought I was going to be a children's advocate attorney. Mm. Now, what children's advocates attorneys do is they help inform the judge about the right decision for a foster child, where a foster child should be. Should they go back to their parents? Should they go into the foster system? Pretty heavy stuff. And I met one of these children advocate attorneys through my church. And I thought it was a very fascinating, fulfilling career. So I worked there at the children's court for about 3 years.
Wow. So who was your inspiration? Was there anyone that inspired you into that?
I would say that my inspiration was, there's so many people. I can't really pinpoint one. Yeah, I'm not quite sure. Yeah, I just kind of fell in love with the idea in general.
Yeah, was there anything like maybe on TV that inspired you to become a lawyer as well? Or was there anything that just, because like, all of a sudden, you know, from going from veterinary, then you're like, I just want to go law. You know, like, what was it at that point that you were just like, you know, that's the direction? And then was your mom supportive on, or your parents supportive on that?
My parents were definitely supportive of it. And I don't think that there was any particular person that I can point to. Really, I wanted to make the biggest impact in the lives of people I could. And what kind of dictates the lives of everybody and society as a whole? Law. So I figured that going into law aligns with my goals for life, which is to make a positive impact in the world.
Wow, that's actually really, really cool. Now, what do you think was what's the biggest hurdle, if anything, or, you know, I guess things that trouble in law school for you? Is there anything that just is troublesome, or is it easy for you?
Law school is difficult. Everybody will tell you it's difficult, but it's also been one of the funnest, most fulfilling times in my life. Now, what is the most difficult thing I have found is that whereas law school is so much fun, actually working in a law firm was not what I thought it would be. And the reason for that is because when you're on kind of the lower rungs, you're more of a cog in the machine rather than actually making an impact. You're there to make the firm money. You're there to make your employer money. And it wasn't the whole, you know, society changing and me impacting society in a positive way that I wanted it to be.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was kind of a difficult realization to come to in law school.
What about trial law where you're in the court? Like, did you have fun in that?
Right. I'm actually on the trial team at Pepperdine right now, and it is so much fun. I got to tell you, this is where my mom's acting side has definitely rubbed on me, because
you have to perform.
You have to perform. You get up there, you do speeches, you get debates, you get really fiery, then you bring your voice lower and you try to elicit compassion from the jury and the audience. And it is such a thrill, I got to tell you.
Is there a sample of how you start off in the court? There's a little sample that how you would say something in the start, like, ladies and gentlemen, can you give us a little sample of what you would kind of start off with?
Okay, well, right now I'm working on my opening statement. Oh, shoot, I probably shouldn't say the exact thing because I have a competition coming up.
Just say something in general. It could be something fake or whatever. Just like,
okay, so for example, you would start off talking to the jury, giving an opening statement, something like this. Alone, broken, bleeding on the floor, calling out for help, and nobody came. You want to know why? Because his parents weren't there to be there for him. His parents had the opportunity and they left. They saw him there and they left. Can you believe that? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, my name is Sawyer Jepson Pierce, and I am here representing the poor child victim, Hector, whose parents abandoned him in his time of need. And you continue like that.
Yeah.
You're telling a story, and you're telling it very dramatically, like a speech.
So obviously that's a made-up name, whatever.
Yeah, like
that.
Hector doesn't exist. His parents didn't abandon him. Yeah,
it's just that, but this is something that you kind of have to, artistically, you know, create, so to speak, what you're going to say, your statement, or how would you describe that? That's what do they call that? Your opening statement?
That's the opening statement. Yeah. So essentially, you're setting the scene, and this is your first chance to draw the jury onto your side. Mm. Like I said, it's really an act. So you plan out this whole plaintiff statement, and you perform it. And you get up there and you try to elicit a reaction. You try to elicit their emotions, get them to be compassionate toward your side. And it's especially hard when you're the defendant. Say you were Hector's, you're defending Hector's parents, not the son.
Yeah, whoever this Hector is, So let's say, is there a lawyer out there that you're like, oh gosh, that's a good lawyer that you're like you've seen on TV or something? Like, oh, I like that style or whatever.
I would say that my trial team coach. Harry Caldwell is one of my biggest inspirations when it comes to trial team. He knows everything about trial team and he has taught me everything that I know, and he has written several books about it. And I have actually seen his opening statements in the past, and he is phenomenal.
Now, not to say you're siding with either one, but just as me curiosity, the big trial that was on TV, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. Without saying who you favored, but the lawyer that got a lot of attention that was defending Johnny Depp. What do you think of her?
Oh, she's fantastic.
So she's someone that you would go, that's a really good example.
Oh, yes. And I'm so sad that I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
But yeah, she is phenomenal.
So that's an example of like someone that's got good presence, good...
She has the passion, the enthusiasm. She's sharp as a tack. She knows her stuff. That's the kind of lawyer that I want to be.
That's awesome. Okay, well, cool. So what we're going to do, you got this cool app... which we're going to talk about. We're going to cut to a music break first, and we'll be back more with Sawyer Pierce. She is the co-founder of Health Inspecta, right? Is healthinspecta.com?
Health Inspecta is the app. Healthinspecta.com is the website.
Okay, and then so they could get this on Google Play.
And the App Store.
So we're going to talk more about it, what it's about, and what inspired her to do all this. But before that, we're going to do a cut to music break first, and then and do you have any social medias or anything like that, or is it just the...
Health Inspecta is on Instagram, it's on TikTok, it's on Facebook. Just look up Health Inspecta app and you'll find it.
Gotcha. Are you active on the social stuff or not really?
Oh, well, I mean, I have my personal account, which is basically a diary of like my travels and my dog and my birds.
And what is that? Or Are you able to promote that, or your socials or not?
You know, no, I don't really care. It's mainly about health inspecting.
Yada yada. Okay, so cool. What we're gonna do? We're gonna cut the music break, and then we'll be back more with Sawyer Pierce and about her new app, Health Inspecta. I'm really anxious to hear more about this because what she told me on the phone was really exciting. I'm thinking we're gonna play. Well, I'm gonna go with "Over You Now" by Jade Pateri. And then we'll be back more with Sawyer Pierce, from co-founder of Health Inspect. Okay, so here is "Over You Now" by Jade Pateri, who was a guest on our show, and we'll be back more here with entrepreneur Sawyer Pierce. We'll be right back. And here is, again, one more time, Jade Pateri, her song "Over You Now." We'll be right back.
All genres, all indie.
Listen carefully.
The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Why do all the boys that I love to break my heart? Why can't I stop writing about them in the backseat of my car? They call me pretty, call me sweet, then turn around and leave. And now they got me asking what the hell is wrong with me. Maybe I'm too sentimental, or maybe they're just detrimental. Babe, my heart is not a rental, playing games ain't fundamental. For you, maturity is scary, cause baby, I'm not overbearing. Am I too much or way too caring? I think my brain needs some repair. I'm the unworn out, not angry, I'm just over it now. I'm down with feeling down, not petty, I'm just over you now. I'm down, worn out, not angry, I'm just over it now. I'm down with feeling down, not petty, I'm just over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now. So over you, over you, over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now.
Why do all the boys tell me they'll treat me like a queen? My love, I'll give you the whole world, give you my everything. But as soon as I say go, they stop and mess with me instead. Is something wrong with me, or is it all up in my head? What if I'm no fun, I'm actually boring, when all you do is keep ignoring my texts, my calls, now I'm imploring if I was even worth adoring. You tell me I'm so fascinating, and then you go on calculating if I'm even a bit worth dating. All you boys are frustrating.
That was Over You Now by Jade Pateri. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But if you really like that song, check out Jade Pateri. Check out, that's J-A-D-E, P as in Paul, A-T-T-E-R-I. That's Jade Pateri. She was a guest on our show. But you can check her out on social medias. Check out her music on Spotify, her music videos, all that kind of good stuff. Also, I believe there's some out there. Check her out. That's Jade Pateri. And that song's called Over You Now. If you like that song, let me know. That's at tyronetan@indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. If I'm even remembering that right. But again, we are back here into the studio with my guest of the hour, entrepreneur and co-founder of Health Inspecta. We got Sawyer Pierce. Welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
So you said actually, off air, it's you go by Sawyer Jepson, or your middle name, or we were talking. Are you your mic's on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I was gonna say, what do you go by Sawyer Pierce, but also what is it? What do you go by as well?
So it's kind of funny. I got married a year ago, but my last name didn't change, and it's in the process of changing. Uh-huh. So as of now, I'm Sawyer Jepson, but in a few weeks, I'm gonna be Sawyer Jepson Pierce.
Ah, Jepson. Awesome. That's awesome. So it sounds pretty for Sawyer Jepson Pierce.
Yeah.
Starring in the new movie. But it's cool. So again, we are back here. Welcome back, Sawyer Jepson Pierce. Can I say that?
yeah, that works.
So again, co-founder co-founder of this new app called Health Inspecta. So tell the audience what this app is and what inspired you to do this app.
All right, so I'm super excited about Health Inspecta. Basically, so many people in the United States try so hard to be healthy. They try to lose weight, you know, they've got different inflammatory problems because of what they're eating. And I really believe that, you know, people, they want to be healthy. They're really trying out here. But the problem is it's so difficult to know what you're eating and to know, like, what is in your food. There's additives, there's synthetics, there's microplastics, there's a million different things. So what Health Inspecta does is all it does is takes a picture of your food. It can be a packaged food. It can just be like a steak on a plate. Wow. And it will grade the quality, safety, and environmental impact of your food on a scale from A to F. So, like, for example, if you get Jack in the Box, you just take a picture of your fries and your burger, and Health Inspecta will grade it and be like, this is a D because it's got all these saturated fats, because the packaging is bad for the environment, and you can change the metrics. So, like, if you are gluten-free, if you have a Mediterranean diet, you can actually put that in the app, and it'll grade it according to your specific diet.
Wow. And what inspires you to, I guess, do this? I mean, for yourself in general, because, you know, creating an app and all that is not just, you just come out of thin air, you know, and then it takes time, takes money. But what was it, just you just eating stuff and you're like, you know what, I always want to know, you know, what's in this thing, that kind of thing?
Well, actually, the person that came up with the whole idea of the app was my brother, Michael Hunter Jepson. And he...
What's up, Michael Hunter Jepson?
Yeah. So all credit goes to him for coming up with the idea and doing a lot of the work. And he and I are both personal trainers.
Oh, okay.
And so we are super into wellness. We're super into fitness. And one thing that kind of broke our hearts is I was a weight management specialist. So people who are really, really obese and who are trying so hard to lose weight and be healthy, you know, I would be their coach. And what really broke my heart is they would come to me and they'd be like, oh, I got this food that's like super organic and healthy. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
And I would take a look at it and the packaging would be like all natural flavors, super organic, guaranteed to help you lose weight. But actually, if you do a deep dive, it's filled with these fats and added sugars and synthetic substances that made them gain weight. And so we felt like that's totally not fair for consumers. And so when he told me about the idea, I was like, we have to do this. People deserve to know exactly what's in their food and how healthy their food is for them.
Wow. And how long from the conception to your launch, how long did it take?
About a year.
Okay.
Again, because we're a very small company. It's just my father, my brother, and I. And my brother and I are both in school. He's in undergrad and I'm in law school. So we went through a lot of hoops to try to get this whole thing started. And after a whole year of development, we finally got the app working. We finally got it on the market, and we launched about a month ago.
Wow. Okay. Well, first of all, let's give a shout out to your dad as well. What's your dad's name?
Michael Robinette Jepson.
Michael Robert?
Robinette.
Robinette.
Robinette, yes.
Michael Robinette Jepson, what's up? Well, that's cool. So what's your company called?
Health Inspecta.
Oh, so it's Health Inspecta all the way.
It's Health Inspecta.
So, Health Inspecta. So that's H-E-L-T-H and then Inspecta, I-N-S-P-E-C-T-A. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then so all they have to go is to healthinspecta.com,
mm-hmm.
And then check it out. Or they could go to Google Play and or your App Store.
Right.
And then it's already out.
Yes.
That's just launched less than a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, wow, it's pretty cool. So a year.
Yeah,
your time. And does it cost anything, or you just download? How's it work?
So there is a free trial, okay. And then after the free trial, it's $4 a month.
Okay, cool. And then so basically, I could go to, let's say, a fast food, or I could just go to a restaurant, and it could be any food, technically.
Yes,
and
any food.
And you just put your cell phone over it, take a picture. How long does that process take, so to speak?
A few seconds. It's maybe like 5 seconds max.
Really? And it just tells you the grade and all that?
Yeah, it'll give you a grade. The thing is, you can also tell the app, I don't like a specific ingredient. Like, I don't like sulfates. And it'll look for sulfates in the food and then flag it. Be like, oh, this doesn't meet your diet because it has sulfates or whatever thing you're trying to avoid. Gluten, dairy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So is this, are you the first ones to pretty much do this that you know of?
We're the first people who use AI to do this.
Wow.
There are other companies who had the idea before us. Unfortunately, we thought that we were like super original.
Yeah.
But we are the first people that use AI. And the difference between our app and the app that's already out there is that with our AI, you can grade absolutely anything. Wow. Whereas with the other apps, you can only grade things that have a barcode or an ingredient list, and it has to be in their database. So a lot of the foods, like, it'll just come up as can't grade it.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. This is very new technology here.
Yeah.
Awesome. So again, all they got to do is go to Health Inspecta, which is on your app store,
mm-hmm.
or look up healthinspecta.com, and that's healthinspecta.com. That's healthinspecta.com. You know why I say that three times?
No, why?
Because I heard psychologically, when you hear something out loud three times, people memorize it or have it, remember it.
Visual association too. So look for the strawberry in a magnifying glass. That's the logo.
Oh, that's the logo. So strawberry magnifying glass. Again, it's Health Inspecta on your app store, or go to Google Play, or just go to healthinspecta.com.
Right.
Find out information. Wow, very inspiring to hear all that. And it's really cool that you and your brother, have this, and then your dad and your family doing this thing. It's really cool. And just really cool to see that. And I think it's very exciting to kind of hear about that as well. I'm not the biggest health nut, but I try to be healthier than most, than before. So, but it's cool to know that that's out there as well. And that's really, really cool. I could tell, you're very not. Would you say with good health results in certain personalities being different? Obviously, physically is one thing, but then also, can you tell someone when you're like, maybe it's you want to change your health because maybe there's a certain style, sluggish or whatever, that kind of thing?
Oh my gosh, what you eat and what you put in your body affects every single part of your life. It affects your sleep. It affects you mentally, your confidence. It affects your focus. I mean, just think about it this way. Whatever you put in your body, that's what you're going to get out. Mm. You know, if you eat fries all the time, then you can't be surprised when you're feeling sluggish, when you're feeling crappy, when you have brain fog, when you can't sleep well. And eating healthy literally adds years, I'm telling you, to your life. So it's the best thing that you can do for yourself.
Awesome. Well, very inspiring to hear. The show's pretty much, we have to wrap up here. That went by really quickly, but we want to inspire those. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, become an entrepreneur, or maybe a lawyer, or just follow their dreams in general?
I would say that the most inspiring thing for me is if you really want to make an impact in this world, then you have to love yourself first. And if you love yourself first, then you will find the energy and the confidence and the motivation to love everybody else. And I feel like what I did with what me and my family did with Health Inspecta is we wanted to take care of our own bodies. And in taking care of our own bodies, we realized how much it changed our lives because we loved who we are. And that made us want to give back to society and help them love each other as well.
Awesome. Well, I want to say thank you, Sawyer Pierce, for coming in, and thank you for bringing this app to the world. So we want to end up promoting this one more time. How can people check this out one more time?
On the App Store. It's on Google Play. It's Health Inspecta.
Health Inspecta. So check it out, please. And again, support here this lovely family. We want to say a big shout out again to Susan Lavelle. Am I saying her last? Is it Lavelle?
Lavelle.
Lavelle. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I would say Lavelle, but Lavelle, Susan Lavelle. Big shout out to you, and then your whole family. And again, so congratulations to you, your brother, and your father on this great entrepreneur. Is it entrepreneurship? Is that what it is? again, it's called Health Inspecta, and then we got Sawyer Pierce, the co-founder as well. So thank you so much. God bless you.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. And again, that's healthinspecta.com. Check it out, guys. And then Health Inspecta on your app store. All right. Take care. Thank you again, Sawyer Pierce, for coming in today and for your lovely contribution to the world, so to speak, on this good health venture, so to speak.
Thank you so much for having me, Tamron.
No problem. And thank you all for tuning in. I know time goes by quickly here, but I want to say thank you all for all your love and support. And then I just love all you guys and appreciate all your guys' listenership. And if you want to email me, let me know. Tyrone@indy100.gmail.com. Let me know if you have anything cool, positive to say about our guests or anything in our music. Again, and I'd like to end off my show. Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.